Okay. Yeah. Thank you for your brilliant announcement. So, Hare Krishna, everyone. We only have 12 minutes because we absolutely need to start at 8 o'clock to make it really a 24-hour kirtan. And I wanted to just quickly tune you into this experience of the 24-hour kirtan. So please let us say loudly, Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vajarine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Govaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear devotees, we will now, in 12 minutes or so, start the 24-hour kirtan, which is called in Sanskrit Akanda Kirtan, uninterrupted kirtan for one whole day. In the scriptures, this uninterrupted kirtan is also called a Naam Yajna, a Yajna or sacrifice, where the main item which is offered to the Lord is the holy name, Naam Yajna, or Sankirtan Yajna. So we all know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has introduced this style of Gaudiya Kirtan. And he had also given indications how this kirtan should be done and brought to perfection. And I thought I would speak today a little bit about this question. How can we chant properly? How can we chant in a way to attract and realize Krishna in His most merciful form, the holy name? Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, first of all, we should chant in a particular state of mind, which is called Dainya. Dainya is translated as something like humility. It's a feeling where even though you have different qualities which may be noteworthy, you still feel yourself as worthless. You may have this feeling of humility because you feel, I'm still so far away from Krishna. Yes, there are so many qualities which I have, but I have not corrected the main problem, that is to be separated from Krishna. Dainya, the feelings of humility, in other words, rise from a feeling that I have not reached the perfection, but in fact I'm lacking. I'm severely lacking in the association of the Lord. The followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have expressed this longing mood, this crying mood, this yearning in Kirtan as with some examples. They have given the example of the Chatak bird. It's a bird which you find only in India, who drinks exclusively the water from the rain cloud. It will not drink any water which has touched the earth and assembled in puddles or rivers. No, the Chatak bird will always fly to the rain cloud and drink the water from there, even though the rain cloud, listen to this, is not very charitable. It may withhold the water. It may thunder. It may throw flashes and lightning on the poor little beep, 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 beep Chatak bird. But the Chatak bird has this vow: I don't touch anything from the ground. So a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't seek gratification in worldly things, but he goes only to Krishna, even if he finds that Krishna is a little tough. Even if he finds in his chanting, Krishna does not respond and chooses to be a little bit in the distance, the devotee will keep on trying. Peep, 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 or Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Huh? And in this way, he earns the right to take a bath in what is called Nam Rasa, the happiness of the holy name, which descends from the rain cloud of Ganasyam Krishna, of Krishna who is blackish like the newly rain cloud. There's another mood which is very similar to this humble longing for Krishna, this longing which arises from the feeling, I have not reached the perfection, I need to cry for the mercy. It is the mood of surrender. I like to tell this story until my tongue falls out of the mouth. I have said it so often, but I want to say it today again to tune all of us in. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has asked the question, whose prayer does Krishna hear? Now usually we will say everyone's prayer. Krishna has his ears and eyes and legs everywhere. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Krishna hears only the prayers of someone who surrenders to him, who gives himself over to Krishna. Then Krishna hears and fulfills the prayers. He hears everyone's prayer, but he hears and fulfills only the prayers of a surrendered soul. And the example which is given is Draupadi. Draupadi had a very intimate relationship with Krishna. Once Krishna visited her husbands, the Pandavas, in Hastinapur, and Draupadi was serving Krishna a plate of fruits. Draupadi would not allow any maidservant to serve her lord. She would do all the menial services herself. Now this fruit was a sitafal, which tastes best if you cut it quickly and then immediately take it and taste it. So Draupadi served this plate of sitafal fruits together with a knife so that Krishna could cut the fruit himself. And Krishna took the knife, looked in his way, you know, like the sidelong glances to Draupadi, took the knife and cut himself so that blood was coming out, which is unusual, because when Krishna was attacked by the arrows of the enemies in the Kurukshetra battle, the arrows went right through him because he has a spiritual body. You can't shoot light, the rays of the sun, with arrows. They just go through. So, but in this pastime, Krishna's finger was bleeding, and he turned to Draupadi, and Draupadi immediately took her royal sari. It was a masterful sari. No one of you, my dear girls, has such a valuable sari. You have 5 rupee saris. Draupadi had gold and silver in her sari. So she immediately took her valuable sari and just went like and gave a piece of cloth so that Krishna could quickly bandage his finger. So Krishna looked at Draupadi with tears of love in his eyes, and he said, "My dear Draupadi,